Morning, everyone. Thank you for waiting and welcome to the PDG results for the fourth semester of PDG. Here with us is Mr. Augusto Reis, which is the President Director and Vice President of Financial Relations. After finishing the presentation, we'll begin the Q&A session. The questions can be sent since now through the platform. If you want to send any question, all you need to do is get on the chat and send it. Before moving on, I want to clarify that any clarifications that may be made regarding PDG business goals and targets are beliefs and of the company's directorate, as well as up-to-date information. Future considerations cannot be taken as sure, but as projections. General economic conditions and operational may affect the performance of PDG and lead to results that differ from those that were expressed here and that might be done. At this moment, I would like to give the floor to Augusto Reis to begin the presentation with the results. Augusto, you can proceed. Thank you, Renato. Morning, everyone. I hope you are all okay, and I would like to thank you for your participation in this conference call. We're gonna go through the results of 2021 and the closing of the fourth quarter. So I'm gonna talk about our agenda today. I would like to quickly focus on our job focus for 2021, last year, and what we were able to accomplish with our work. In terms of operational and strategic sides for 2021, we carried out the recovery of our operations. Based on some guidelines that we established, we reinforced last year, and those are the continuation of the continuous preservation of our cash flow, our main focus, seeking solutions for our construction works that were paralyzed, the recovery of our launches, the relaunch of Vani, improving customer services, and last but not least, the caring for our team's health. One of our main achievements in 2021, obviously, was closing our judicial ratification process. It marked one of our most important goals in our recovery process. With this judicial ratification, we were able to recover more than 5.3 million with approximately 22,000 creditors. After that, all our targets were met according to the deadlines, terms, and conditions that were set. It's important to highlight that even though our recovery process was finished, we're gonna still accomplish our obligations that were set. In line with these obligations, in the fourth trimester, we were able to achieve a very important step for our recovery plan, which was the payment of the second and last installment for our creditors, which means that we had a payment obligation to these creditors. Another thing that is important is that 2021 was changing the analysis from abstention to a positive judgment. So the auditorship process for the cash flow was fundamental for that. They assessed and tested all the premises that we adopted, and after that assessed, we were able to acknowledge them as viable for our operational process. I would like to highlight that these premises, they were debated a lot by our team, and they were considered conservative for us in terms of our strategy that is always wary and cautious, as we have been doing last years. So this demonstrates that we're moving forward in the right path, progressing in many fronts. First of all, we were able to reduce the overall debt of the company. We're able to implement monitoring devices. We were able to improve our governance level with our conditions and the requirements of the market. We found solutions for works that were paralyzed, and we have redimensioned all our operations. We launched our new market front, and we're going to get back to our new launches. All these actions added up to other initiatives that are ongoing led to this authorship to understand that the abstention of opinion changing to a positive judgment is good for this recovery process. And we would like to highlight that the work that we carried out from PDG in preparing new standards is good for new controls, and it was fundamental for that, so that we can achieve new level trust levels. So this was very important for this analysis. Obviously, we always try to achieve best practices. Along in the line with that, I would like to share something that is very important as well. That was that from January 2022, we were able to integrate our indexes to the market. Again, both IGCX and IGC for the new market. So we're now adhering to the highest level of governance which are required by companies, besides the stack, in which we are able, through our action plan, to achieve better financial controls. Besides these indexes, which represent a progress for PDG, and also our efforts in following best governance best practices, always benefiting stakeholders and partners. As I mentioned before, along our trimester, we launched our new front, which our new branch, let's say, to generate new income for the company. We launched our own technology, which is aligned with more than 12 years of experience in real estate, to offer intelligent digital solutions to attend new needs of our sectors and many agents as well. And we believe that this journey has a lot of potential, and we're dedicating all our efforts to do that. Along the second semester, we focus our efforts in communication and prospecting new clients. To know more about Verne, you can access the website in www.verne.com.br, where you can find all the information about this new branch of services and products as well. Well, now we can move on forward, working with our digital work journey, focusing on digital digital services, focusing on the client. Our digital journey project aims to achieve, to improve our clients' experience with workflows within the company, improvement and development of new tools, new technological tools for our services. And with that, we strive to make our clients better, more pleasant. And we have accomplished a lot, but we're still focusing on this project in 2022 until our project is completely done and has been implemented this year. And so this is our goal for this year. So, and with this goal of improving our clients' experience, we have internalizing our customers' focus team. And throughout the second semester, we were able to observe very positive results. I would like to highlight some of them here. So the improvement of PDG results, Reclame Aqui website, and we got the good grade. So our challenge now is to seek to improve this customer service level, because if you look back, you can see that we have progressed a lot and achieving this grade. Besides that, we got a lot of good feedback from our clients, which motivates us even further. Now, moving on to our agenda, on our second slide, I'm going to talk a little bit of the executive summary with the highlights of the year, and then I'm going to comment on the operational and financial results. So on slide 4, the executive summary, we present the following highlights. So we recorded a profit of 16 million, which represents a 25% reduction in first priority bankruptcy debt. And it was reducing 632 million, which represents 26%. Our bankruptcy debts remained steady in the third semester, but however, the reduction of this debt has accrued to 700 million reais. I'm going to comment that later. So the first priority bankruptcies added up to the bankruptcy debt represent 700 million of reais along the last quarter. So we had a net profit, which is accrued to 385 million in the third quarter. And when you compare 2020 to 2021, we lost 32%. I'm going to comment on that later. So when we're going to talk about the impacts of financial services. So we have recorded a gross profit of, which represent 26%. Overall, the year was 83 million in comparison to 2020. We also had a reduction of 30% in our SG&A when you compare the fourth quarter of 2021 comparison to 2020. So we should pay attention to our goal of finding solutions to our enterprise that are still paralyzed. But it's good to highlight that along 2021, we were able to sort out four business of us. And with that, we were not only able to reduce the liabilities, but also sort out some issues that clients presented for us. So 285 million in 2021. So our gross sales when compared to semesters, it added up to 185 million, a 38% increase in comparison to 2020. So VCO for ready units amounted to 40%. So it's good to remind that our focus is in ready to use units. So we had an 86% increase in recurrent sales, which added to 80 million. And last but not least, the closure of our recovery, which is a very important milestone. Following to the operational and financial results in slide 6, we're going to talk about the sales result. In the third quarter of 2021, it represented 35 million of sales, and then accrued 195 million, which represent 38% increase in comparison to last year. So we carried out a very good sales performance that year. And as I mentioned before, throughout our last conference calls, our commercial team was reinforced in the beginning of 2021. And this has allowed us to have a strategy that was very well established. And with that, we had a very good result and very assertive result since the beginning of the prospection, the creation of new business, and the actual sales. So the gross sales was 41% in 2021. Our rescissions was impacted by the Meridian project. And besides the continuation of our mutual rescissions strategy. So considering the fact that it's not recurrent of this Meridian effect in 2021, our rescissions accrued to 196 million in 2021, 86% more. As I mentioned before in our last conference call, our sales are always with ready to use products, which makes it moving forward easier along with the sales service. So we have a very short time period for that, for this dismissals. So on slide 7, on the fourth trimester, we accrued 1.3 billion reais. We represented 1% reduction for the semester and 34% for the entire year. In 2021, we noticed a larger reduction due to the deconsolidation of the four projects that I mentioned before that were paralyzed. At the end of the fourth quarter of 2021, our stock were reduced. The total stock, residential stock, were at 48% localized in sales margin of 60%, which is a good liquidity rate. Ready stock, 325 million along the fourth trimester. And I would like to highlight some of the features of the stock. 82% of it is located in São Paulo, Rio. 99% located in sales over 60% and 45% focus on real estate and housing products. On the slide 8, we talk about our admin and commercial expenses. They were reduced in 23% when compared by trimester, and they were increased 36% when you compare 2021 to 2020. So this increase, which is not recurrent, it was due to our expenses with financial services and due to our recovery plan approval, referring to the amendment. So when you compare the trimester, they were reduced due to a lesser expense with units that are ready, especially due to the reversion of the provision of IPTU condominium fees, referring to 2020. So we finished the year with 120 collaborators. Even though we maintain the number, we reinforce our team. And in line with that, there was a continuous assessment seeking to improve our talents and most of all, to reduce our lack of efficiency. On slide 9, we present our first priority bankruptcy debt. It was reduced to 178 million, which represents 25%. So there was a lot of this DIP debts migrated from our first priority bankruptcy debt to just bankruptcy debts. So you can see with that, that our bankruptcy debt is stable, remains stable. So it was a 24 million reduction, and which represent 23% for 2021. On slide 10, we can see this variation and how they were restructured within the plan. On the fourth quarter, it was reduced by 1.8 million. And for the entire year, it increased 94 million, which represents 10%. So as I said before, it was a result of an increase of debts, localized debts. So as we paid classes 1, 2, and 4 debtors, the company has amortized 179 million in debt. So the remaining debt, 1 billion and 70 million, at the end of 2021, they remain stable to the effects of our plan. So they should be paid according to the deadlines and the terms that were established at the time. So the migration of this debt throughout the entire year that had a positive effect on our results is not a recurring effect, which means that part of this amount, which amounted to 2.8 million, can be rehabilitated along the plan, which can be positive for the company, as we saw in the last semester and the semesters before. On slide 11, we're presenting our DRE. So I'm going to highlight the most important variations and impacts. So the net profit increased 50% when you compare the trimesters, and 108% when you compare the whole year. The fourth trimester, we recorded a gross profit of 26 million. And when you compare it per year, it was 83%, which represents 70% when you compare to 2020. So the positive was reflected in the net sales rates due to the selling of some plots of lands. The financial results accrue to 74% and 217% for the entire year when compared to 2020. This increase was due to an increase of the first priority bankruptcy debt. And with that, we had 349 million, which was fivefold what was recorded in 2020. Throughout the year, we recorded a 72% reduction in the net loss for 2021. And that means that those results were very positive in a year that was quite challenging for the sector, not only for the company, but the sector as a whole and the economy as a whole. Last but not least, to wrap it up and to open for the Q&A, I would like to say that I'm very proud that our management has finished another year with a lot of challenges, but with a lot of accomplishments as well. We came from a long and hard restructuration process in which our focus was the survival of the company. So today we believe that we have accomplished and finished the step, and now we can focus our attention to the recovery process and growth process as well. Naturally, there are obligations that are still going on, but from now moving forward, we can focus on our agenda that is fundamental for the future accomplishment of our goals and growth of us as a company. And 2021 was very important for our company. We have dedicated a lot of our energy to the strategy, focusing on our future, going through a mandatory agenda, but also sustainable growth. So the basis for our strategy will still be quality, but however, we're gonna focus our attention to our clients, the current clients and future clients, striving to give them the best experience possible, different and positive experiences. We're gonna focus with our strength and energy to be acknowledged by them, the clients. And we're gonna tackle on unexpected challenges like the world pandemic and a very large economic impact. We had to learn how to work in a different way, dealing with insecurities that we never seen before, but we were able to overcome them. So with all those struggles, we found our real strength that was not motivated. And due to this very focused and resilient team, we were able to get here. So we were able to overcome our challenges. We will still tackle on our challenges, seeing them as opportunities, leveraging our processes and our financial and services. And to wrap it up, we're finishing a modernization process in São Paulo, and this modernization process has this goal of providing a better structure for our clients, for clients and Verne's clients as well, besides optimizing our process for the new working format, which will be hybrid. And this way, I'm going to wrap it up to my presentation, and thank you for the participation of everyone, and open for the questions for anyone who wants to make them. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Augusto. Now we're going to start the Q&A section. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, have any questions, please, you can send it via the chat on the platform. You can write it down and send it to us, okay? And we're going to reply to it very happily. So I'm going to start with this question from Danielle from Peninsula. Morning, everyone. Congratulations for the excellent results and the material. Thank you, Danielle. My first question is, how is this expectation for the launches in terms of time or deadlines? And the second question is, does the company intend to get back to plots of lands or real estate market? Thank you, Renato. Thank you, Danielle, for the questions. So with our strategy, we still focus on our first business launch. Obviously, we have this pipeline, which is already planned, and we are not working only with the launch, but also with the following future launches. Our plan is to launch what we would have launched last year, but due to approval issue, it was rescheduled for this year. It was a technical issue, but we were able to find a solution for it. And now it's basically up to approval. And we plan to launch it on the second trimester of this year in a very conservative way. So we expect to have it ready before, but we would say that it will be ready on the second semester. Now, talking about future markets, on the real estate plots of land market, we have a lot of interest in it. It's a different market, but the company has done a lot in the past. And we see it as a something with a lot of potential, not initially, but in the future, surely. Now, when you talk about the commercial market, as we don't have any e-banking, it's not on our radar right now, it's a different expertise, even though we have done it in the past, but our focus now would be to focus on residential products on the short or medium term. So thank you again. Thank you, Augusto. The second question comes from Eduardo Rodriguez. Congratulations for the great results. Regarding the reclassification of debts, how does it work? What's the expectation so that this gets back to, starts to work again? What's the possible results if they are reclassified in the future? Well, Eduardo, thank you for the question. It's a very relevant question, and especially because of the impact that it can have on this trimester and in our debt as a whole. Actually, this the mechanism of moving this debt is that our debt has restructured the debts with assurances. So within the bankruptcy debts and all its obligations and all the first priority bankrupt debts, all of them remain outside this math. But it's good to remember that these bankruptcy debts, they are limited to these obligations and assurances. And many times we have bankrupt debts in which the debt is higher than its guarantee. So every time it happens and there is a negotiation between us and the creditor, this amount that was not covered by the assurance is migrated and reclassified in the plan. It's basically that. So that's why we noticed in the last semester a very large reduction in the bankruptcy debts and unstabilization. So it means that we're habilitating or allowing new loans credit that should remain throughout time. So it should be individual or standoffish per se between the creditor and the debtor. I hope that I was able to explain it because it's hard to say. It's hard to say, Eduardo, if what will be the actual amount of volume because it has to do with the assurance amount and the ability to rehabilitate the creditor. So this expectation is hard to forecast, but we believe that this movement tend to go on the future will be extremely important to leverage our company or restructure our company, eliminating the possibility of disbursement in our financial balance. So thank you so much. The third question comes from Tecilio Amaral from Bank Capital. Tecilio says, morning, everyone. Congratulations for the results and for the excellent work that you have been carrying out by the management. So Cecilio asks, is along the lines of the previous question about the leverage of the company. Is the company expecting that the liabilities of bankruptcy debts or first priority bankruptcy debts goes to zero in 2022 according to the plan's mechanisms? And the second question, which is relevant, is the Rio de Janeiro's leave was registered or not? Thank you, Cecilio. Two very important questions. So I'm going to just add something. I'm not sure I understood it well, but your doubt is about the migration, right, of the first priority by bankruptcy debt to the bankruptcy debt, right? Because that's the movement. So there is no migration the other way around. So only a first priority bankruptcy debt migrates to bankruptcy debt. So no, we don't have the expectation that it will get to zero. We don't have it. As we said before, it has to do with the creditors and it's a bilateral negotiation. So it's hard to say if that's going to actually take place and how much of that's going to happen in 2022. So we're still investing on that heavily because you understand that's the solution, the best solution for the company, obviously, but also to the creditor because he or she will find a way of sorting out that credit that they have with us. So I hope that I was able to reply that. And regarding your last question about the decision to end the plan, it was published on October 14th. From then on, to this day, we had all these deadlines for judicial appeals, but we had issues with the court's platform because we were able to access the actual legal process. So it's going to be rescheduled. And we're gonna, and this is going to complicate our decision. And we're going to have to reschedule it. Some creditors have complained or manifested doubts about the decision. But the most important thing here is to say that there was no questioning in terms of the actual closing. No one said that it shouldn't be closed, but there was some doubts regarding the details of the decision given by the judge. So we have no expectation or no worries now, let's say, as the deadlines are still open, but we might find some surprises. We feel that we don't face this risk right now, as we have been dealing with creditors and we haven't identified any risks to that end. Now, the next questions come from Mario Henrique. Regarding the sales and the company stocks from the presentation, SUS, healthy, what's our expectation in terms of sales? Could you have any increase in marketing expenses? Good question, Mario. Well, it has to do with our expenses in 2021, because in 2021, we're able to overcome our sales projection. We were able to go over 80% of what was expected, and we're able to perform, and we measured that monthly. We call commercial efficiency, and our investment was smaller than what we projected. And we were able to have actually a pricing gain. So obviously that is in line with the strategy that we developed and the commercial team. And our expectation now for the year, for 2022, is to have a volume of sales in line with last year's. And obviously we have found in the beginning of the year, due to this scenario, some struggles with generating new clients and coping new clients, but we're able to perform as expected so far. So obviously all of that, it could change due to external factors, but so far we understand that this year is going to be hard, but it's within what we have forecasted. So we are doing it in a more conservative way, not only in terms of sales, but also in terms of cash flow for this year. So we did it in a very conservative way, thinking about the struggles. And it's nothing that concerns us, besides what's actually concerned about, the economy as a whole. Very good. Next question from Rogério Miller. Congratulations for the results and the materials that you present. About the G&A, what's your expectation for this year? Regarding the employees, should it, the number of the employees increase or not? Rogério, thank you for the question. Our expectation for G&A this year is that it will be comparable to 2021 and will be smaller than 2021, because 2021 was impacted due to non-recurrent expenses that we will not have in 2022. So due to that, in our SG&A, we expect it to be smaller than 2021. But as we're talking about teams and employees, we don't forecast any increase in the number of staff members. We feel that our staff members are enough. We have reinforcing them throughout the last few years. Obviously, I'm talking about 2022. When we look at 2023 or 2024, we forecast an increase in those numbers, but nothing that significant, some standalone increase. And we are only going to do that if the volume of business, as they happen. And the same goes for the budget. This year, we expect a volume of business. Even though we have this already dimensioned staff, we don't feel that this anything significant will be needed. So it shouldn't be up what we in comparison to 2021. Thank you, Augusto. The next question is from Sergio from Goldman Sachs. What's the expectation besides financial results for this year? And what's the expectation in regards to the cost of sales? Thank you. Thank you, Sergio. Well, starting with the second question, about our investment in sales, I feel that we won't have any surprises So we're going to move as expected, as carried out in 2021. And regarding our financial costs and results, we are optimistic. We're going to strive to reduce our debt. Our first priority, the bankruptcy debt, which is the thing that hurts us the most, the cost of this type of debt. This is the company focus, and our internal target is going to remain the same this year, and it's going to be our focus. And every time we're able to get a solution to this debt, the impact is going to be positive. So I expect that this year is a year with not a positive financial outcome, but that the negative impact is smaller than what we have been facing throughout this recovery plan. The next question comes from Carlos. Carlos asks the following: Morning, everyone. I have two questions. Now that you were able to get out of RJ, Rio de Janeiro, so how is the conversation or the negotiations with the banks in terms of liabilities, short-term liabilities? So should we start with the two questions? So the first one of getting out of RJ, the negotiations with banks, and the strategy for short-term debts. And then I'm going to move on to the third question that Carlos posed to me, okay? Carlos, we have negotiating. It's good to remind that the most important banks are the biggest creditors in RJ. So regarding them, we have preserved those negotiations, and they were positive throughout time. Obviously, opening new lines of credit is always hard, and it has to do with our financial balance. Now, the expectation, and we have still been talking with all of them, at the first, it's hard because they are posing an anxiety that they want to see it getting back with new budgets. So this is a very important indicator. But the way we see it, the doors are open. So obviously, this reduction in the types of debt is very important. Obviously, our debt is very high, and it's one not be sorted out in the short term. But as we see this trend, it's helping us with the negotiations and the possibility of opening new lines of credit. When we're talking about short term, actually, don't have any short-term debts. Our debts were restructured with this plan, and our debts are our bankruptcy debts, which are materialized, as I explained before. So debts with creditors or suppliers, he corrects, all of them were happily, we were able to sort it out with them, with recurrent payments, with no kind of concerns to that end. So we're not worried with short-term debts, okay? Okay, so the last question from Carlos: How do you perceive the debt with the launches? So when the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter, is this movement gonna go on now, Carlos? This year, we're concerned about that. Very concerned, actually, because the entire scenario is making us worried for many reasons. When you have this equation and the interest rate goes up, and workforce fees goes up, and raw materials goes up, so like the math is gonna be hard to make. Obviously, you're not gonna be able to relay this price easily. So a natural result of that is a reduction of the launches in the market. Yes. So PDG has not launched anything since 2014, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not in our black mirror, let's say. So to talk about launches is our part of our recovery and our focus, and we have been very cautious into that in the sense. So we have been working to be able to launch this year, being optimistic and believing that the situation is going to last until the second semester, until the second semester is going to be sorted out or at least mitigated and more easily assessed. So the market as a whole is going to present a reduction in launches, but I don't believe, and we have noticed throughout this year, that the amount of sales was not decreased significantly. But actually the launches. The launches were reduced significantly. So for large companies, it's not a concern, but for us, it is. But for us, it is within what we expected. Obviously, we're going to continue to monitor it. We cannot make any primary mistakes, so we should be wary about that. We should be very careful. And we believe that this is going to take place on the second semester. Thank you, Augusto. Now, from Bruno from Centurion. Congratulations for the PDG results, for the great results. About the recovery, what can we expect for this year regarding the deleveraging of the company? How are the negotiations going in terms of new financings for these launches? Bruno, thank you for the question. I believe that you probably asked that before, but I believe that I already replied that. So I already spoke about our reduction of the bankruptcy debt, which we believe is a trend. But if you still have any doubt, feel free to send us and we're going to reply so we don't have to go it over again. So the last question here about how the negotiations are going regarding construction works that are paralyzed. So how is the negotiations for that? Bruno, for this case is one of our major struggles or challenges because it's very particular. It's very, some have debts, some don't, some are paralyzed and some are not. So it's always a very standoffish work. And naturally, every time that the external scenario has an impact here, especially when we have a very large decrease on the sales price, obviously it's hard to find solutions. So this is going to remain a challenge. I cannot give you a direct answer for that, but it's going to remain being a focus of our administration, our management teams on the paralyzed launches. But unfortunately, I don't have an objective assertive response. Like last year was 4, the previous was 3. So it's still a challenge. Bit by bit, we're going to overcome that. Thank you so much, Augusto. Now we have a question coming from a physical person, Mauro. What would be the current land bank of the company? Mauro, thank you for the question. Our land bank that was divulged is 4.2 billion. So this represents 10,000 real estate units. Perfect. Carlos, he congratulates you for the presentation. According to the admin expenses and expenses with the plan as it was done in 2021, what do you expect for this year? I'm sorry, Renato, I didn't catch that person's name, Carlos. So Carlos is asking about expectation due to... Okay, I got the question. Thank you, Carlos. We don't have any expectations of increase on the other... Actually, we were able to sort it out. Most of our obligations, our payment obligations regarding the plans that will lead to disbursements, as forecast in the plan in short term, it was sorted. But we still have payments to do in the long term. So we don't have any increase expected, forecasted. Quite the opposite. We expect it to be lesser, smaller, as we don't have recurrent as it happened in 2021. Okay, Carlos posed a last question about the PDG project. Does it intend to focus on current clients or just on future clients for the new launches? And hugs for everyone. Thank you, Carlos. Yes, clients are gonna be our focus, not only for 2022, it's starting in 2021, and it's gonna be the core of our strategy. And clients, current clients, mostly. Obviously, that we have some cases like businesses that were paralyzed, but we go through the solution the last question. So it's hard to be able to give a good customer clients in a scenario in which you have some business paralyzed. So we have been working to sort that out, and this has been our focus to improve, and not only improve. Our challenge is also to do it differently. So our goal here is to do what we used to do back in the days, but to do it differently. It's to make the clients acknowledge us by the service that we provide. So both the current and the future clients. Thank you. Our next question here comes from a shareholder, Márcio Costa. Márcio, Augusto and the entire PDG team, congratulations for the work and the commitment. So with the Selic rate increase, can that have an impact on the sales? Márcio, thank you for your participation and the trust you placed on us. I'm pretty sure that we were doing the best we can. Yes, I believe that, yes, it can have an impact, and we are expecting this impact. The market expect the impact of the Selic rate increase. Obviously, the rate that was charged to the client was not at the level of Selic. So when it gets back to the level it was before, the impact is not directly. It's direct, but it's not the same proportion. So along the lines of what we have been following and what we expect for the Selic rate, I think that this has been priced already when you're talking about the Selic rate. But we are concerned about other things like the inflation and the consequences of the inflation, the unemployment. So we have a lot of concern this year, and we're paying attention and monitoring that closely to be able to sort it out, to make plans, and see if we are feeling any type of consequence or impact so that it doesn't hurt us that bad. But yes, it's a concern. It's a concerning year. Thank you, Augusto. Our next question comes from Eduardo Darque. Great question. The company accomplished 18% of leverage. Do we have any expectation to do the deleveraging of this year? Eduardo, it's hard to tell. I think that I already touched on that before, but it's hard to say because it depends on the negotiations which each one of the creditors, their interests, and eventually to habilitate us on the bankruptcy debt. So it's hard to give this prediction. So it's a trend. It's a trend, it's a migration, but I cannot not give you an indicator, okay? All right, so a last call here, last question. Does anyone have anything else to ask? Please, if you do, write down on the chat. The last question comes from Marcelo Kozaki. Morning, congratulations for the results. And he comments that he has communication issues. So the gross margin is closer to 2020 or along the lines of 2021? Thank you, Marcelo. Marcelo, honestly, the gross profit margin for our projects, I admit that I don't see it. I understand your expectation and your doubts, but it's a consequence of the products we carry out. As we sell ready-to-use units, it's hard to say. We don't have impacts that would have an impact on our gross profit margin. So it depends on the products that we are going to sell. But also, as we have ready to use projects, and we're not going to change anything on the already carry out projects, is the trend is that it should remain the same, at the same level. So we're going to monitor this indicator, which is super important. And then we're going to be worried about that, and we're going to monitor it so that we are going to be able to achieve what we forecasted initially. But for this year, it should be the same of the previous year, okay? With no big changes. So no one has sent any extra questions, so I'm gonna wrap it up our Q&A session. I'm gonna leave the channel open. If you have any extra questions, you can send it via the chat or the email, REPDG, or via the site www.pdg.r1. So now I'm going to give the floor to Augusto to make his final considerations with the closing words. So Augusto, the floor is yours. Thank you, Renato. I would like to thank everyone that was here today. Your questions is a very good metric for us to measure if the path that we are taking is the right one or not, if it's in line with our expectations. I think that's super important. So I'd like to thank you all. And to, if anything is not clear, you can send the questions afterwards, okay? And I'm going to wait. I'm going to expect you to be on our next conference call. Thank you so much for your participation. See you all. Cheers. Guys, we have wrapped up the conference call from PDG Results for the fourth trimester of 2021 and the entire 2021. Now you can disconnect your devices. You all have a good day.